It's a chumrah that's taking on a life of its own. It's, okay. All right. So we're on Zayin Amud Beis. We're on the two dots in the bottom. So the Mishnah had said, Umodim Beis Hillel, right? Beis Hillel said that you can't check the animal on, you can't do Kisrei Dam on the animal on Yontif. But Modim Beis Hillel to Beis Shamish, Im Shachat, that if you did do the Shechita, Sheyachbor V'deker V'yechaseh. What you have to do is you have to dig up a little of the dirt with your shovel, and then do Kisrei Dam, if you shechted a chaya or an oaf. So Amar Rabbi Zerika, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Behu, the only time Beis Hillel was matir to shech the chayin of b'dieved on yontov, and then to dig with the deker in order to do kisrei dam, that is specifically sheyesh lo deker notes mivod yom. If the shovel is like in the ground already from erev yontif, it's prepared and in the ground from erev yontif, because therefore the place where you start to dig already is considered dug already. So now there's no harisha. Yeah, because you have a harisha issue. If you dig dirt, they got a deraisa violation of a malacha of digging. But if you don't have it in there already, then you can't dig it on yontif. I dug it out because harisha is a surah yontif, because it's a tolda of because it's a tolda. Well, it's a tolda is chorish. It's chorish. Okay. So the mitzvah I say of kisui adam, I guess, will not be docha the mitzvah losa I say of isra malacha. You can't do kisui adam. I don't know how that works. I don't know what the story is. If you do shechita and you don't do kisui adam, is the animal you just violate and not do kisui adam? I don't know.
I'm not saying you
shouldn't do the shechita. You shouldn't do the shechita. Beis Hillel says even you should not do the shechita.
You did the shechita and you can't do kisui adam because your thing wasn't in the ground, so you don't do the
kisui adam. I don't know. When you make the bracha on shechita, you make the bracha after kisui. Maybe because I think based on that, kisui adam is actually part and parcel of the shechita. Maybe it's not a kosher shechita anymore. I don't know. I just don't know.
What bracha?
On shechita. When you shecht an animal and you make the bracha, it's post kisui. I mean, it's part of the.
I don't see the guy making the guy makes the bracha on
the. I don't know. I've never gone to that. That's a minhag I never do either. I do the money. Maybe they've done a bracha beforehand. It's definitely a bracha on kisui adam. On shechita.
Oh, I make the bracha on kisui adam.
It's definitely a bracha. Great, you make the bracha, but the bracha is made after.
Right.
The bracha is made. Okay, I don't know. So the Gemara then asked Rabbi Yehuda, okay, fine, wonderful. So you have the spade, which is already in the ground. They got rid of the harisha problem. The problem is, though, you still have ketisha. You're still doing tchina. You're still doing tochen. You're still grinding up the dirt, right? Baha ka'avi ketisha. You're still doing ketisha because when you're digging or whatever it and you're bringing up the dirt from the ground. Stuff is I guess could get crumbled together. So in order to, so you can use it, then you have a problem of tochen. I don't know, but we always said that ain't tchina el begdule karka. So on the rice level, we always say that ain't tchina el begdule karka. That's only like by the salads and things like that. But maybe over here, because maybe it's ain't tchina el begdule karka, and karka is actually karka. So maybe that's what it is. Okay, so therefore you have an isser of toldo of tochein, and therefore you'd have a problem as well. So what? You stuck it in. You sticking it in takes care of the harisha. It probably takes care of a muksa issue as well, but it doesn't take care of the tochein issue. So Gemara says, yeah, no problem. But afar tichuach, we're only dealing with a situation where you have very, very soft and ground up granule dirt to begin with. The Gemara then says, okay, what about the following issue? V'haka abiguma, but you're making a hole in the ground. By making a hole in the ground, you got a problem of bone, Rashi says. V'chay mishum binyan, you're making a hole. So Gemara says, not kid Rabbi Abba, like the sheet of Rabbi Abba, the Amr Rabbi Abba, hachot verguma b'Shabbos. If you dig a hole on Shabbos, ve'enot tzarech el afara, and you only need the afar, you only need the dirt, you don't need the hole at all. So pater alea, you're pater, you're not over the iser of harisha, you're not over the iser of boneh, because you're, I guess it's kilkol. Rashi says, pater alea, in the first time of the perakam of the chagiga, the cave of the enot tzarech el afara, ve'lo l'guma, ain't a boneh, that's not considered boneh. But it's not considered chorish, so I guess that takes care, the afar tichua takes care of the harisha issue as well. Right? Below chorish, ele mekalkel, the call ha mekalkelim peturim. And all the times mekalkel is putter. So Tosu says, wait a second. Exactly, it's putter of a lesser. Right? Tosu says, mishun habi melacha shen tzrichal gufa, u putter of a tema. See, Tosu doesn't say kilkel, he says it's melacha shen tzrichal gufa, which would only work according to Rabbi Shimon, wouldn't work according to Rabbi Yehuda. But okay. Yeah, even so. So why is the Gemara only giving the answer though, according to one of those sheetahs? Right? So he says, and here we're saying that if you did this, I guess according to Beis Shammai, maybe it's lechatchila. You can, I don't know, but Yesh Lomar mishum Simchas Yontov mutar afilu lechatchila. There's a Simchas Yontov. Just wait a second. The whole thing is Simchas Yontov. Imkain lamali deker notz. What do I need deker notz for? If Simchas Yontov is going to take care of all these issues, what do I need to do? So Simchas Yontov. He says no, because he has another problem. You still have to have the spade in the ground because of muksa issues. You have to be prepared.
We said yesterday that
was l'chatchila, but now we're talking about. He says, of course, that was the quote order of the Mishnah was umodim sheim shachot sheyachvo bedekir v'yichase. If you did do the shechita, you can dig it up. So what's the case you can dig it up? Only if you had, I guess, according to Beis Hillel saying, only if you have the spade in the ground at the beginning. What do we need the spade in the ground for if you have simchas yontov to take care of the harisha and take care of the bone issue? Yeah, because of, you still have to do it because of muksa. You still have to prepare it because of muksa. Okay. Now, next then.
Wait a second. Muksa is derabanan.
It's a very strong derabanan.
Very strong, yeah, but it's the other two are derisas.
Right. But it doesn't take.
So you're allowing a
deraisa
because of a.
But it's already malach shen. No, you're not violating a deraisa. You're already on a derabanan level if you're doing malach shen tzrichel gufo or for kilkel. Patra aval asa means derabanan. Your question doesn't start. Your question doesn't even start. We're not talking about deraisa anymore. Okay. Now, again, the concept of muksa, anything that's not prepared from chol to yontif or something that's born on yontif. That or some things that you set aside that you're not going to use on Yontif, they are considered muksa, and you're not allowed to be metal to them. So now the Gemara is talking about different things by ashes and by dirt about whether or not you can use them for kisui dam or other for other needs. Okay, the Mishnah then said, right? The Mishnah had a modem shim shachat shiachor v'dekri chasa. Then says she'efer kira muchanu, because the ashes of the oven are considered prepared. So what we said before in the Mishnah, what's going on here? Who's talking about ashes in the oven, right? Eva Kira, Mandakar Shmei. Who mentioned it, right? It has nothing to do, right? We said Beis Hillel was Moda, that if you shecht it and you haven't prepared Mojom, then you could do it. If you have the spade in, who's talking about Eva Kira? So Amar Rabba says it's not giving a reason for Beis Hillel. It's its own line. This is what it says: the efer kira, ashes that are in the oven, they're mukhanu. Those are considered prepared. There's no issue of muksa with those things. Those are considered prepared, and therefore what? Seems to be a machlokas. But therefore, they're not considered muksa. And if you have efer kira, I guess you would be allowed to shecht. And then use that Eifer Kira to do the Kisui Hadam.
Even if you didn't prepare it before.
It's prepared. So the Gemara then says, Shem Rabbi Yehuda Amarav Lo Shanu El Asher Husak Meir of Yontif. That's only if the Eifer was created by a fire that existed in Erev Yontif and it continued burning. But if there was no fire in Erev Yontif, and you set the fire now in the Hector way, you took the fire from somewhere else, and then you started burning these things, Aval husak v'yontov, then that is usher, right? Rashi says, "Aval husak v'yontov, delekta lemeimer daite lemei etnov usher." Because at the time yesterday, you can't say that I had my das on these ashes. The ashes didn't exist yesterday. No one today. How do you get the ashes today? They came about in a mutter fashion because you're allowed to cook and you're allowed to burn them on yontov, but you can't tell me they were prepared mibaojom for kisui adam.
So
they didn't exist.
Therefore,
they're muksa. So then they're muksa.
In
that instance, they would be muksa. The only way they're not muksa if the ashes existed be Erev Yontif.
Yeah, but according to what we just said before, shouldn't the whole thing, the Kisui Adam, be part of the shechita of making the bracha after the Kisui Adam?
So I don't know.
Let's make it even stronger.
I don't know. I don't know the kind of how it works. I don't know whether it's part of it or not. I don't know. So the Gemara then says.
You didn't have any mind before.
It's muksa. It never exists. It's nolad. It's even according to Rosh Shimon, it would be muksa. It's nolad. It's yesh me'ayin. It didn't even exist before. Tosfos points it out. It's muksa. The only ways you can use it is if it's mucha mibojom. And if it didn't exist mibojom, it wasn't mucha mibojom. I don't know. I don't know any let's says.
What?
I don't know any let's says. I don't know.
No, I'm saying let's. Exactly. One year rule, though, let's say. Let's say your friend prepared, and you know he has extras. That now not muksa. You had no concept.
So if it's not muksa, it's not muksa. Somebody else has a prepared ribod yom. It's prepared. I don't know all the halachas of muksa. Like I said before, I don't know. But my assumption is that if someone's not muksa, it's not muksa. I don't know. Is there a concept of muksa for one person, muksa, not muksa for another person? Ask the rabbi. I don't know.
You have to come across on Shabbos a mound of prepared dirt that someone prepared.
Right.
And now it's there.
Actually, yeah. I don't know. Is there a concept of something that's muksa for one person and not muksa for another person? I don't know.
Why isn't there a problem?
The im roy litzlos bo beitz mutter. But if, let's say, you have this ashes that were made on yontif, right, and they're still hot enough to roast an egg, then you still, the Gemara says, in that instance, mutter to do kisur adam, even though they're not prepared me bo ojom. But in this instance, they're still mutter. Why? They may esmo be odam etim hayu muchanim lahasek levashal litzlos. Let's look. Yesterday, what were they prepared for? They were prepared for these cooking purposes. These ashes. They were sticks. They were sticks. No, they were.
Coals.
No, but Odom ate them. Yesterday, they were trees, and they were firewood, and they were mukhan lahasik levash litzos. The Odenu b'tashmishu zeh. And at this moment, if the coals are still hot enough, they're still being utilized for their purpose. So if you still, so ID that chazi lafuche de midi letzias beitz shakil de nami umanach le'aladam. Since they're mukhan for this, since they're still permitted to be used for the cooking purposes, so once it's not muksa for one thing, we'll say it's still not muksa for the other thing. However, once they cool down, then they're not roi for anything anymore, and they're definitely not roi for your kisui hadam because they weren't huksa yesterday, they weren't set aside yesterday for the kisui hadam.
It's not
old
either.
Because it's already it's being it's not nola because it's being used for its purpose. Yesterday they were,
one thing,
it's still warming things. I mean, so migui, that it's still being used for what its purpose. A, you can use it for another purpose. It's a chiddush. It's a big chiddush. So tainami hachi, and we have a brisa that supports that as well. Kisha amru eifakira mukhanu. When we say that eifakira is considered mukhan for, and it's not muksa, and it's mukhan for kisui hadam, or I guess probably mukhan for anything. Mukhan for anything you want. Cover up anything. Once it's mukhan. Lo amru ella shehusak meirav yontif. That's only if the etzim, if you fired up the oven and the firewood turned into the ashes from Erev Yontif. Aval husik b'yontif, but if it turned into the ashes on Yontif, it's aser, then it's muksa, and you can't use it. However, v'im roi litzos beitza, if it's still being used for its purpose, it's still cooking, then it's mutter, and it's being used for its purpose. There's different types of ashes. There's ashes that's cooking. That's when you set aside the firewood to do cooking. And once it's still cooking, it still has its purpose. Once it's not cooking, it cools down, then it's considered muksa.
What's the chiddush if you prepare it? If you burn it before yontif, and now it's burnt ashes before yontif, and I want to use that tomorrow for kisui, what's the chiddush? Of course you can use it for kisui adam. Why wouldn't you be able?
Because if you don't have it in mind, then it's muksa.
Then it was done before yontif.
Right. So the Mishnah made is the Brisa made a statement. The Gemara made the same and said it's mukhan. The chiddush is it's only mukhan if it's in your situation. But if it's burnt on yontif, then it's not considered mukhan.
Right, but what's that chiddush? If it's done before yontif and you have prepared, what's the chiddush? Of course you can use it before. Why wouldn't you be able to use it? Because it's not. What's that chiddush? That if you've done it before yontif, so now.
So you have your animal in the barn, and you have ashes in your oven in the other places. So that's mukhan. I don't understand. So what's the problem?
Of course, it's, why wouldn't it be mukhan? What's a chiddush that you could use
that? Because Gemara is stating the obvious then.
I'm saying, right?
I don't agree. I think it's a chiddush to tell you that something that's used for ashes is now considered, by default, it's mukhan?
It's not dirt.
It's not dirt. It's ashes. It's ashes. So by the chiddush is that by default this is mukhan. You would thought that by default this is mukhan for kisui adam? Why by default?
Only I have in mind.
What?
No!
That was telling you it's mukhan. It's by default. If you have in mind anything before yontif, if you have in mind I'm using a stone, it's mukhan. So here he's saying by default it's considered mukhan. No, that's a chiddush. It's a bit chiddush. So now, hichnis afar liginaso, if you brought in, I guess this is dirt, if you brought in dirt to your garden, or lichorvaso, I guess that's another area in your house, then and you brought it in an erev yontif, so that also by definition is mutar lichasas bo. Now you can use that for kisur adam, for a chayin oaf, I guess because they are not considered Yes, if you didn't spread it out for whatever other purpose, you didn't spread it out, that's considered a mukhan because you have das. The chiddush is that your das is for any tashrish. Typically, if you brought this into your garden, most likely, here's the chiddush, most likely you're going to be using it to spread it out on your garden. But here, provided you didn't do anything, it's still, once it's mukhan for every purpose, and you can use it for kisui dam. The Amar Rav Yehuda.
Doesn't actually have a problem of digging into it.
When you're digging into it, it's prepared. It's not attached to the ground. It's not attached to the ground.
Yeah.
It's loose dirt. You took it off. It's a pile. Lama Rabbi Yehuda, machlis adam miloku paso afar. A person can fill up in a basket, stam, fill up a basket in his house with dirt, and but osa bakol tzarko. And you can use it for any purpose because it's set aside. Use it for any purpose, even I guess that this is even a small amount, right? Rashi says machlis miloku paso afar bistam. The chiddush there is you don't say because butl to the ground because it's a small amount because in the old they had dirt floors. I'm not talking about a linoleum floor, talking about a dirt floor. So if the small amount of dirt, maybe you'd say the havin would be that it would be butl to the ground. Kamashwan, no, as long as it's put aside and it's in the house. But and darish marzurcha mishmeiz rava v'hu sheyichelo karen zavet. As long as it's all kept in a pile. In a certain area, like if you leave it in the middle of the floor, it's going to say that's put in the middle of the floor. It's going to people. The purpose was to be trampled on and to spread out around the house to keep the floor. But if you keep it in a corner, then it's not considered muksa, and you can use it for any purposes, including kisui hadam. Okay, so that's the sheet. Now we're going to start asking questions on. So I said, Rabbi Yehuda said that you can on yontif you can use I guess any dirt that is set aside viva ojom. Set aside Odom, you can use that dirt. So Meisvei, they ask on Rabbi Yehuda, right? We know that Kisrei Dam, you have to do Kisrei Dam for a Chaya and an Oaf. For a Behema, a non-domesticated for a Behema, which is a domesticated animal, you do not need to do Kisrei Dam. There is no Kisrei Dam. Then we have the concept of a Koi, right? The Gemara talks about, in Chulin, talks about the Koi. Machlokes with the Koi is an actual being, or the Koi is just synonymous, the Rambam says, the koi is a kinoi for any bal chai that we're mersupuk, whether or not it's a behema or it's a chaya. So, do you have to do kisui dam or not on the koi, right? So it's exactly. So I don't even hear, but I know. So koi, right? Ain shochin oso biyantif, right? The brisa says that a koi may not be shechted on yantif. The im shochto, and if you did shecht it on yantif, aim nechasin is damo. You cannot do kisui dam. You can't do kisui hadam with it because maybe it's a behema, and if it's a behema, it doesn't need kisui hadam. And then the dirt, the dust, according to his brisa, would be aser betiltum because you're carrying it shelo l'tzaruch yontif. It'd be muksa. You're not using it for a yontif purpose, and therefore it would be muksa. So the Gemara says, wait a second, v'im isa, what? That's the question. There's a brisa. That's the question we're asking about Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara says, v'im isa, if it's true, Rabbi Yehuda, that you can set aside dirt for any purpose, so what's the big deal? You can shech the koi and use this dirt. It's set aside. V'im isa l'chasi k'd Rabbi Yehuda. Then just use the dirt that was set aside in accordance with the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. Use that dirt for kisui adam. So the Gemara says, wait a second. So why are you only asking about the Gemara says, oh, you don't shecht it because don't shecht it. You should be able to use the dirt of Rabbi Yehuda. You should be able to use upper kiro. You should be able to use anything, right? The timeich lechasi be upper kiro, but over deker nuts. Don't you have to say? Oh, the question only is you should be able to shecht the koi and use the dirt specifically set aside. Shecht the koi and use the upper kiro. Use other stuff. So what must be that you don't have any. So to here you don't have any. So he says ella be the lesley. So hachanami be the lesley. It must be the case that you don't have any. Therefore, if you don't have any, you can't shecht it. Whereas, wait, if you don't have any prepared, if you don't have anything prepared, then how are you even shechting the chayin of, according to Beis Hillel? Right? E hachi, my ira ksafek, why are you only asking the question about a koi? Afilu vadei namilo. Even a vadei chayin of, you shouldn't shech. Right? The halach is like Beis Hillel. That even b'diavad, if you don't have dukkah notes, you've owed yom, you can't do kisui adam. So why is this Bryson not say, if the Bryson is dealing with a situation where you don't have anything set aside in the Odom in order to do Kisui Adam, so why is it only talking about a koi? Even if that's a vade chai Kisui Adam, you should be able to shech the chatila, because you don't have the dirt set aside in the Odom to do Kisui Adam. So the Gemara says, okay, no. Lo mi baikomer. Einach nami, you're right. It's lo mi baikomer. Of course, you can't shecht a vadai because it's not prepared. You can't do kisur hadam. It's because the stuff is not prepared. Maybe ojom. Aval safek, you would have thought maybe a safek mina koi. Maybe it's not chayv a kisur hadam. Ema mishum simchas yontov lishchot. Maybe the mitzvah of simchas yontov should be doche the problem of muksa over here, the problem of kisur hadam, because right. Kisur hadam is only a safek. Maybe it's only a safek, right? Maybe Simchas Yontov should make it that the Simchas Yontov should say should be docha your suffix and don't do kisur adam. Treat the koi because of Simchas Yontov. Treat the koi like a behemoth.
We said it before that by regular behemoth also.
Maybe we know for sure there's no chiyuv kisur adam, so you don't have a problem. But the koi we have a suffix. So suffix, you would say.
Why would the koi be worse if we don't have kisur adam on a behemoth?
Right.
Or anything else on Yontif, why would a clay be different? That you have a suffix that maybe you should.
You have to do kisur adam on Yontif for. You have to do kisur adam for a chai and ofen no matter when you shecht it.
So you're like, and if you didn't have the dirt?
Then you can't shecht it.
And what about something Yontif?
That's a deoraisa. So the Gemara doesn't entertain at this point that possibility of Simchas Yontif being doche, the mitzvah saseh of kisur adam. But the Gemara is entertaining the possibility that Simchas Yontov will be docha the suffix mitzvah to say of kisur adam by a koi. So Kamash Malan, the Gemara says Kamash Malan that no, Kamash Malan, even a koi you shouldn't shecht on Yontov if you don't have prepared dirt because Simchas Yontov is not sufficient to be docha a suffix mitzchiyuv of kisur adam. Okay. Now the Gemara says, okay, what's going on now? We said it's lo mibai, and we're talking about a case where you didn't have the upper prepared. That's what we established right now. There's nothing prepared, miba ojom. The Gemara says, wait a second. Vahad, that works well according to the ratio. But there's a second part of the brisa that we read. Vahad mitikatani seifa, the im shachto, if you did shech the koi, aim the chasi and esdamo. Then you can't do kisur adam. Michlal, but the isle eskinon. That was the stomach that you did have. If you did do it, you can't do kisur adam. That's inferring that they're talking about what you had. Because you don't do kisur adam. Right? Rashi says, "Hami deketani seifa klomar bishlama in shoftim the ratio itzdrich kedamarta." Like the ratio, it says you can't shaft. Right? That's like you said. The low team of nishkom mishum kavod yontov be a low kisur. You can't do. You don't say that kisur that kavod yontov is docha the mitzvah the a suffic mitzvah of kisur adam by the koi. Ela seifa the deketani ein mechasin says that you can't do. You shouldn't do kisur adam. If we're establishing the case is that you don't have any, so what does the Brisa come saying? Oh, don't cover. Don't cover means don't cover with what you have. Right? So hashta vada aim the chasin suffik mi boy, el shmami no, but islay must be that you definitely have. Dilagabi vadai, so when it came to a vadai, michasin, vashmuni the suffik lo. So vakashilan, amai aim the chasin, ikra vihuda, viva afar akira. Then the question goes back. Why a mechasin? You can be mechosin if you're talking about a case where you have. So either you have offer kira or you have offer set aside, like Rabbi Yehuda said. So why don't you do it? You have it prepared with ojom. So it's a question of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said if you have offer set aside with ojom, you can use it for anything. So why can't I use it to cover the blood of the koi? Gemara says Ella Amar Rabba. Rabba says no. Because when it comes to muksa, you have to know what you have in mind. Efer kira muchan levadai and a muchan lesafik. When it comes to the Efer Kira, or when it comes to the items that are set aside for Rabbi Yehuda, it's not blanket. It's Mukhan only for Vadai. It's not Mukhan for something that is a Safik. Rashi says, Mukhan Levadai, Mukhan Lesafik. Kasalka Daitok, so what we're thinking now, the Havamina now is, Dahachi Ka'amar, this is what we're saying. Afal Gavda Daiti Lechol Mili, Hachnasom Levadai, Vein Olel Lesafik. Right now, what Havamina is that when we said it's Mukhan for everything, it's only Mukhan for something that you definitely can use. That's for a definite purpose. But not for something for a suffix purpose. So the Gemara says, okay, with suffix my time alone. Well, okay, why not? Once it's mukhan for everything, it's mukhan for everything. Why would it not be mukhan for a koi which has a suffix mitzvah of kisur adam? So the Gemara says, oh, because the ka'avid guma. Because when you have the the dirt on the other over there in the karka, you're gonna be bona. You're gonna dig out a hole. You're gonna get a hole. Someone says, wait a second. So vadinamik of a guma. So what's the distinction? If you're worried about bona, then you should be worried about bona even when it comes to the vadai. Someone says, okay, no, elikid Rabbi Abba. No, you don't have a problem. The answer is because Rabbi Abba, because it's kilkul. So hakanami from kid Rabbi Abba. If you get rid of the bona issue because of kilkul by the vadai, you've got rid of the bona issue because of kilkul by the suffix as well. The Rambam says, okay, no, Ella Safik my timer. So what's the reason why the Chachamim were asked you to do the Shechita Nukisa Edam by the Safik on Yontif? Dilma of the Katisha. Because maybe you're going to grind it. Maybe you're going to grind the dirt. If you're going to grind the dirt, Valinami Nigzor Mishnu Katisha. If the whole issue was that you're going to possibly grind it, so you can't do Kisur Edam when it comes to the koi, well then you can't do Kisur Edam when it comes to the Vale also. Because if you're grinding it, you're doing a malacha. So you're doing a malacha. You can't do the malacha for the Suffolk, but you can do the malacha for Vadai. No, you can't do a malacha. So if you're worried about the malacha, you're worried about the malacha. What's that? So Gemara says, no. Vadai kika avi ketisha asi asei v'dachias los asei. No, when it comes to the Vadai, there's an asei docha los asei. There's a lav of malacha. There's a lav of malacha. And the asei, I guess the asei of kisui hadam, would be docha the los asei of doing the malacha on Shabbos. But when it comes to a koi, there's no asei of kisui hadam. There's only a suffix. So there's no vadai mitzvah asei that can come about and be docha the los asei of malacha on yontif.
At the same time.
So the Gemara doesn't talk about that. Well, I'm going to say you are doing it at the same time. You grind it as it, and it pours over at the same time. Okay, you figure out the Messias. But you're right. The Gemara asks that question. So the Gemara says, right now, emo darmina asay dachi los asay kigom mila b'tzaras. When you have mila, you have tzaras on the makom mila. So the moment you cut off the mila, you're cutting off the tzaras. Inami sadin b'tzitzis, or you have the chatnas on your tzitzis. The moment you're wearing the tzitzis behind the mitzvah, it's being dochel los asay of wearing the chatnas. The beinna the kamele akalav kam okim asay. Because at the moment that you're being okim the lav, you're being kind of mitzvah to say. But hakla the beinna the kamele akalav lo mokim asay. Here, like Yossi said, the moment you're violating the lav when you're grinding or pounding the dirt, that's not the moment that you're covering the blood. So it's not beinna. So how can I say bidochel los asay? It's not beinna. So the Gemara says no. Ha lo kasha the bahadi the kotish kamechase. Somehow you at the moment that you're grinding it up. You're covering the blood. You're doing it in a way that it's in the. Maybe you grind it on the corner or something, and it falls down, or in your hands, something. You're doing it at the same time that it's in the. So therefore, when it comes to kisui hadam, they weren't choshesh because you have a mitzvah. You have asei docheh lo sasei. When it comes to the koi, even if you do it be'idna, you still can't say asei docheh lo sasei because there's no mitzvah sasei. You only do kisui dam on the koi, we didn't suffix. Not we did mitzvah saseh. So there's no concept of a saving docha lo saseh of the malach on Shabbos. You don't say by suffix, you don't say by mitzvah.
It might be a mitzvah.
Might not be. So you can't go ahead and give you the permit to violate yontif for the possibility that maybe you've been kind of mitzvah saseh on of kisui dam. When it comes to the vada, you can. So Mar says, wait a second, sof, still have a problem. Because asay is docha lo saseh. But I say it's not docha, a los I say, and an I say, and they're going to come out and say that there's also an I say in Yontif. There's a los I say not to do the malach, there's also an I say to keep Yontif. So it's an I say and a los I say. And we don't say an I say is docha, and I say is docha, a los I say, and an I say. So Yontif, I say velos I say who? How does that work? I say velos I say who? Rashi says, Dixir by Yom Arishon Shabbaton. Right? It's a mitzvah I say, a swus. Be Shabbaton. Be in a state of rest. Okay? So it's a mitzvah I say. Right, Yom Tov Asay Velos Asay Hu, and we know the Ein Asay Docha Es Halos Asay VeAsay. So now we have a problem again. So how does Kisur Hadam? How do you allow you to do Kisur Hadam for you? We're only not allowing you to do Kisur Hadam for the koi, but we're allowing you to do Kisur Hadam for the Vadai. How can we allow you to do Kisur Hadam for the Vadai if it's not prepared maybe Ojom? Right, but then the question goes back. So if you're not prepared, so if you're not allowed for the koi, you shouldn't be allowed for the regular animal, for the chayav animal. But why not? You have the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. We compare the dirt in the corner. So must be that you don't have. I guess I don't know. So Ella Amar Rava. Rava says again, Efer Kira, Daito Levadai Ve'ein Daito Lesafik. No, he says when you have Efer Kira, when you have this dirt set aside, you only set it aside. I guess the fault. I guess if you set aside purpose, you know, explicitly, it might be a different story. But the default for Efer Kira, your das is only for Vadai, and it's not for Suffolk. When someone prepares something, you only prepare it for a Vadai purpose. You don't prepare it for a Suffolk purpose. But as the Rav L'tamei, and Rav L'shitaso, the Amar Rava, Hichnis Afar, L'chasas Bo Tsoa, Mutto L'chasas Bo Dam Tzipor also L'chasas Bo Tsoa. Let's say I have two possibilities going on in my house. I am going to be shechting this bird for. I'm going to be shechting this bird for the meal on Yontif, and I have a baby or a young child who may make a mess you know, may defecate in the corner. So I set aside the dirt. If I set aside the dirt specifically for the tzoa, then it's set aside for that idea here is that tzoa, according to Rabbah, is a suffix. Maybe someone's been toilet trained. It's a suffix. Maybe he won't go to the bathroom in an area where it's disgusting. Maybe he'll go outside. So it's a suffix, according to Rabbah. So if I set it, Rabbah, so if I set aside for the suffix, it covers the vaday. I'm definitely going to shech the bird. But if I only set aside for the bird, which is the vaday, because I'm shech the priyantif, it's not muchan for the suffix of the tzoa. Let's read it inside again. The Azar of the Tameh, the Amar Rabbah, Hichnis Afa Lechasas Bo Tzoa, Mutter Lechasas Bo Dam Tzipor. But Dam Tzipor, also Lechasas Bo Tzoa. That you're not allowed to cover the Tzoa. So you see here, that if I have in mind for the Vadai, it doesn't cover the Suffolk. But Nahar Bloi, Amri, the Nahar Bloi, I guess that's, who's that? He says here, that is Rami Bab Rebe. Okay. So Nahar Bloi says, I feel hipless off of the class of Dam Tzipor, but the boat Soa. He's not arguing on Rava, he's just saying that Soa is a Vadai. That's the Soa of the child is a Vadai, so therefore it covers. But the point being is that if you don't set it aside, the Stam Das for something Vadai doesn't cover Suffolk. So I have the Afar Kira only covers the Vadai, it doesn't cover the Suffolk of the Koi. I agree that I would think that if you specifically set aside for the Koi, then maybe it would be prepared.
Before you explain, like you didn't have any specific das. You burned your wood firewood before you entered,
right?
And you didn't have any das in mind,
right?
So you had to have das for something.
No, here if you put it aside, stam, it only covers the vadai. It doesn't cover the suffix. Nahar Bloi says that the tzoa is vadai enough that it's covered.
You're talking about a stone before you set aside a stone.
If you set aside,
then that would be there now. It's only good for what you set it aside for. It's
for a stone?
There's a stone, you said, like
I want to use a stone for a paperweight on Shabbos.
Right, but let's say, all right, fine. Now tomorrow, something else comes up on Shabbos. Some other need for it. Can you use it, or is this only for the paperweight?
I don't know. I think it only becomes for the paperweight.
Right.
I think it only be used for the paperweight.
Right. Doesn't become ice muksa for everything, only for what.
Right, but your question was whether it was muksa for one person or muksa for somebody else, not for a different purpose. It's only going to be used for its purpose. Your question was whether I can use it for my purpose, can use it for that purpose as well. That was your original question.
Yeah, that you can use a multi-purpose. I'm leaving in my corner the multi-purpose sand. I can use it for covering the ground, I can use it for a bunch of items.
Right, I guess it depends on the level of muksa also, it depends on the type of muksa. Don't know. So Amri Marava. Marava says, Pligi ba Rabbi Yosi Barchan Rabbi Zeira, va Amila Rabba braid Rabbi Yosef Barchan Rabbi Zeira. Chad Amar Koi Harei Kutsoa. One says that Koi is like a Tsoa, meaning they're both considered a Safik. The Chad Amar Koi Ain Kutsoa. And one says that Koi is not like the Tsoa, meaning that since it's more Vada, that the Tinok is gonna have Tsoa, it's more in the line of a Vada, and therefore, Alfar that's prepared, Biba Odom, could be used to cover the Tzoa. And one says that it can. Right, if you say that the Koi is like a Tzoa, then it's a Suffolk, and then it can't be used. But if you say it's not like a Tzoa, then Stam, it can be used to cover the Tzoa. So to Stayim, let's establish, we had the Machlokas here between Rabbi Yosef Barcham and Rabbi Zeira, or between Rava Braid Rabbi Yosef Barcham and Rabbi Zeira. So let's say that it's Rava who holds that the Koi Harei Kutsoa, that the Koi is the same thing as the Tzoa. I mean, they're both in Suffolk, because we just saw Rava before. Rava just said that he just viewed the Tzoa as a Suffolk. Right? The Amar Rava, Hichnis Afra Lekasas Bo Tzoa, Mut Lekasas Bo Dam Tzipor, Dam Tzipor Asa Lekasas Bo Tzoa, Tistayim. So you see here that Kisur Tzoa is a Suffolk, according to Rava. Again, I don't think it's a Suffolk that whether or not the baby's going to actually go to the bathroom. The Suffolk is where you need it. The baby could go in the diaper, the baby could go outside, maybe you won't need it. So that would be the suffix. Okay. So now the Gemara is going back to what we mentioned before. We mentioned before that you cannot cover the blood of the koi on Yontif. And we're going to bring another reason why you can't cover the koi. Before we said because it's not prepared. We said it's not prepared because it would set aside, even though we say it set aside for all use only means all definite use. It doesn't mean suffix use. But now we're going to give another reason. Exactly. So Rami Braid Rav Yeva Amar, Rami the son of Rav Yeva said, Hainu Taimu Delo Mechasin, this is the reason why you can't use the Afar to cover the blood of the Koi, Gzeira Mishum Hataras Chelbo. But if people see you doing Kisui Hadam on the Koi, they're going to think that the Chelev is Mutter. Right? The Chelev of a Behemah is what?
Chelev of a Behemah is Asher.
chelev of a... No, the chelev of a behema is usher. The chelev of a chaya is mutter. So if you chaya has kisur adam. So if you do kisur adam by the koi, you're going to think, oh, I'm doing kisoy, it must be a chaya, it equals a chaya, and therefore I can eat the chelev. But you can't eat the chelev because it's a suffix, it's a behema.
You do kisoy, you're assuming that it's a chaya?
That's the Gemara saying.
Why do you do kisoy until you don't assume it's a
behema? Because you don't do kisoy adam on the behema. You don't do it on a behema. So Gemara says, wait a second, so that's the only reason why you don't do kisoy adam on a koi on Yontif? Then you don't do kisoy adam on a koi ever. Don't do it on a chol either. If that's the, this is a non-yontif issue. This is a word. This is a, this right. So the Gemara then says, "Ihachi afilu b'chol nami." Don't do kisoy. Don't allow kisoy dam on the koi ever, because you have the possibility of so. Oh, you're doing kisoy. It's a chaya. Therefore, I can eat the chaylev. So the Gemara says, "I'm not." It's a good question. So b'chol amri l'nakir chatzero hutzarech. So on chol, some would say the reason why he's doing kisoy dam is because he's cleaning his yard. Right, he's lenakir chatzero. There'd be an excuse. There would be an excuse, right? Rashi says, "Haroa Omer lo mipnei shetolin kisoy ela kedei lenakir chatzero mechasei." Which is, he's cleaning. There's a lot of blood after the shechita, so he's cleaning the ground, right? And you can't clean it on yontif, obviously. So Gemara says, "Wait a second, okay. So then, what if shachat ba'ashba ma'ikel mimer? What if you shechted it over a curtain, or shechted it straight into the disposal? Right. Then you don't have the excuse of Lenakos, and then he'll say, oh, he's doing kisoy dam, must be, I can eat the fats. So the Gemara says, so Michael Lememar, and additionally, Bali Molech, Michael Lememar, what if a guy comes and asks the Shaila? What are we going to tell him? Right, Bali Molech, whether or not I have to do kisoy dam, they're going to tell him, you have to do kisoy dam. So what are you going to say now? How are you going to explain to him now, this guy, the guy who actually asked the Shaila, not someone who's looking at him, the guy asked the Shaila, do I do kisoy dam on the koi? Yeah, you do kisoy dam lekoi. Oh, I can do kisoy dam lekoi. I can eat the fats as well. So ella b'chol. What? No, he's only going to ask about the kisoy. So ella b'chol. It's a situation where that's the situation that happened. Not ella b'chol. The reason why I don't have a problem about the koi by on chol. Ella b'chol misafka. There's a suffix, right? Amri le rabbanan zil trach v'kasei. I'm not sure that answers the question. It seems to be saying, Rashi says, "B'chol is afkale, chol b'chol zeh sharol lekasos, lo masik le b'chayev adois." The Meimar Amar inami misafkal rabbanan ichayev behema amrei zil tarach. The way they answer the shaila is, yeah, on like, sort of what you're saying. On chol, they say, yeah, you know what, shechtet, cover the blood. Be Torah. Don't be Torah. So the downside we're worried about. The downside we're worried about was the chaylev, was the fats. So we say when they ask the shaylev on yontif, they say, yeah, ina chanami. We have the downside, but still go be Torah. When it comes on yontif, if you have the suffix, they say don't be Torah because
if. Why the light Torah? It's still Torah. He's still going to be. The
right, on Yontif, don't be Toreach. Don't be Toreach on Yontif.
But in Chol, you are Toreach.
Exactly.
So you're not saying because in Chol that he's going to... He's telling you, go do it.
Okay, let's do it again. the Rabbanim will tell you on a Chol, Zil Torach v'kasei. Go and do Kisoy Dam because you have a suffix. And don't be Choshesh. Let me explain it to you. Okay? Go ahead and don't just listen, okay? Zil Torah v'kasei. Go ahead, and if they tell you the kasas adam b'yontif, they tell you don't be Torah. Meaning, if the whole idea is what they're telling you is on yontif, don't be Torah, you won't have a chash. You won't have a if on yontif they tell you don't be Torah, then you know it's not a vada kisui adam. It's not vada chayav kisui. If you make the distinction between chol and yontif, you say, listen, on yontif, don't be, it's a suffix. So on yontif, don't do it. So if on yontif, I can't be toreach, so therefore it's not a real, if it was a real kli of a kisur adam, then I would have to be toreach on yontif also.
Right.
By the fact that we're making the distinction between chol and yontif and saying that on yontif, it's too much of a tircha to do it on yontif, means it's not a real kisur adam. And if I won't come to the mistake of the chaylev.
But
I know the distinction between chol and yontif.
Right.
When you come to ask the shayla, they paskin. You can be told, you can do kisoy dam on chol, but you don't do the kisoy dam on yontif. Why can't I do the kisoy dam on yontif? I don't want you to be toreach for the suffix. So once I'm telling you, no be toreach for the suffix must mean it's only a suffix, and therefore I'm not going to have the issue of being matir the chaylev.
If I'm coming on chol only, then I don't know.
So I answer the question. On chol, you can shecht it. On yontif, you can't shecht it. It has to be. You have to be in a situation where you explain the difference between the two. Okay. The Gemara now brings another way that the Chachamim say it's usher to do kisui hadam on yontif. Tani Rabbi Zera lo koy bulvad omru. Not only they say you can't do kisui hadam on a koy on yontif, elo afilu shachet behema chayv of. If you shechted a behema chay and of, so you have the chay and of and the chayv kisui hadam, and the behema that is not chayv kisui hadam, but it's arvu dam and zebezeh. The bloods got mixed up together. Also, the kasas bo yontif. You can't do kisui hadam on yontif because since the bloods are mixed up together. So then there's an extra zatircha yisera on doing the kisrei dam for the blood of the hema. You have to cover all the blood. You have to, so each piece of blood may be for the chai and oak. You know, can't do that on yontif. So Amar Rabbi Yosi bar Yasnina lo shanu ela she'en yachol lechasos b'dekira achas. That's only if you can't do kisrei dam in one soup, right? If it's not, but about yachol lechasos b'dekira achas mutter. But if all you have to do is just one soup and you cover all the blood, then what's the tircha? You'd have to do that one shoveling anyway. So if you can cover it in one shoveling, you can do it. You do it anyway. So it says pshita. So the whole problem is because of tircha. So then this is not extra tircha. So it's pshita. So ma'u detema dekira achas atush dekiros kamashlan. Maybe make a gzera that you can't do one because you can't do two. Kamashlan that the whole issue is only a takana of the key. I think maybe it's a gzera the word not worried about. But if you can do it in one shoveling, then you can do the kisrei dam even on this mixed blood. If you can't do it in one shoveling anymore, then it's tircha yisera, then don't do kisrei hadam. Question though is, what happens if the amount of blood that came out of the chayav and oaf, you would have needed to do four dekiros, and now so what does it mean only one? Maybe there was so much blood, maybe there was so much chayav blood that we need two. Can you then do two shovels? Can you then do two shovelings? And I don't know. It only says
one. You
have
to completely cover up the blood, or just
cover
up
the blood?
What?
You mean one shovel full only?
Yeah, that's what the Gemara says.
The Gemara says
if all you need is one shovel full, then use one and fine. No problem. What happens if let's say there was no behemoth blood, there was just chaya and oaf blood, and there was so much chaya and oaf blood, it was a huge chaya. There was a chaya and oaf blood, and in order to do the mitzvah, I would have needed two shovelfuls. So then can I now add in the behemoth, and the extra blood would have added another shovelful. I still would have done two shovelfuls. Can I do the kisoy of that?
I think yes.
I would stop, yes, because there's no extra tircha.
Right, there's no extra tircha.
I know, the Gemara only says the dekira achas.
But that's in the normal case.
Exactly.
Well, you know what the normal case is?
Well, the normal case is it's one shovel covered.
Also, sure, you need one shovel for a normal case, though.
I don't, I'm not
cover
sure.
All the blood, or just a symbolic act.
I didn't cover all the blood. I didn't cover all the blood. No.
How much you have to cover all the blood? I don't think you cover all the blood. Just throw dirt on something.
I thought all the blood has to be covered. No. I thought that's how you do kisrei dam. All right, stop here.